All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
It's This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly. All the conversations your favourite hitmakers have been having this week. It's our Moments You May Have Missed edition.
That time we were joined by pop star Sabrina Carpenter. She was on Disney. She's making these amazing bops. And we played our fun little game, Who Said It on the Socials.
Who Said It on the Socials? Now, the way it works is I'm going to read out some tweets and three people who could have tweeted them. And you are going to take on Gemma in guessing who actually tweeted it. Because Gemma is kind of the queen of this game, right? Do you reckon you
should have picked someone that wasn't good at this for me?
Well, that would be
I'm
me.
I'm not that good, so.
See, I reckon you're a socially savvy chick. People know, you know lots of people in music land. And these are all tweets from people in music land.
Alrighty.
So I reckon you're going to go pretty well with this. Now, the way it works, it's not like a buzzer thing. You just lock in your answer and we work out roughly who's right.
Great.
It's a very haphazard game that doesn't really have any specific rules to it.
We kind of make it up as we go along sometimes.
Are you both ready, competitors?
Ready.
Yes.
Tweet number one. I'm the type of person who looks up the food options at the airport I'm landing at. Was this tweet Troy Sivan, your regular collaborator, Sabrina Carpenter, Leland, or Dua Lipa? Who tweeted that they look up the food options at the airport they're landing at? Lock your answers in.
Oh. I might go with Leland, because I think I saw him tweet something maybe like that the other day.
That would make sense then. What about you, Sabrina Carpenter?
I was going to say Leland, but she said that already, so can I say that still?
You can say it still, but like if you guys are so like-minded that you lock in three of the same answers three times in a row...
I won't do that, I promise, but okay. I want to be right, you know?
I think it's a good idea that you've done that, because you're both correct!
Yay!
What
also,
a piece.
He's my friend, so he would probably be like, wait, why don't you know me?
Tweet number two. Thumbs is literally one of the best songs of the year. It's f***ing genius. This was tweeted on the 7th of March 2017. Was this tweeted by Ed Sheeran, Rita Ora, or me?
You.
Gemma, who are you looking in?
I was going to go with you.
Look, Sabrina, what makes you think that it's me that would have tweeted that?
Because... I don't think they said that.
You may have noticed that pop up.
Wait, you actually said that? That's so sweet.
Yeah, I said it on the 7th of March 2017.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
True day one stan, baby.
Wow.
Or day like two or something.
Anyway, maybe day two, whatever.
You're both right, obviously. That wasn't
Yay. We're killing this.
Tweet number three. And I'm now regretting using this as the tweet for tweet number three.
Why?
Hashtag Almost Love EP out now, hollywoodrex.co/almostloveEP.
Don't I sound like an interesting person? Don't I really sound like I should be on Twitter?
Follow at Sabrina and Lynn for more riveting content like that. What are we locking in, my friends?
I'm going to lock in Justin Timberlake.
Gemma Maddox, who are you going to lock in?
I'm going to lock in Sabrina.
Oh my God, did you just beat Sabrina Carpenter in a game of Who Said It on the Socials?
Wow, oh, I thought I was so close this time. I really thought this was going to be the one that I won.
So
wow,
close.
Next time.
Fun game. Thank you, Sabrina, for taking on Gemma.
Thank you.
There we go. And yes, I did say that, believe it or not.
That's so sweet. Wow, thank you so much.
Because I knew I'd said something about thumbs at some point, and I just didn't know how nice I'd gotten about it.
So, like, and for a second there, I was like, did Ed Sheeran say something about my song?
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
And our mate Conrad Saul, he's in the country touring with Kygo. And we're going back to that time where we chatted with him and found out that we have a lot in common, especially with soccer.
So I tried to join a team in LA and I think I made like two games out of the whole season. So... they kicked me off the team.
Damn. What position did you play?
Played them all, but I think I'm best at midfield. So last game I played, I lasted like 10 minutes and I had to sub off because I was just incredibly unfit.
Same here. I was doing preseason.
Oh, wow.
Like, you just forget like how much running it is. And
that's cool you played soccer. I like that. Yeah. You seem like we have a lot in common.
And what is your backstage rider? Like, over the past few years, did it change since you've been on tour?
Yeah, we've just changed it up, actually. Now we actually ask for a football jersey of, you know, whatever state we're in, which is cool, and then with our names on the back.
Just hang them all up, wear them, like, each time you get back there.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, tea and coffee backstage? Like,
I'm not drinking at the moment, so we don't have booze anymore, but we used to have a lot of that. Red Bulls, you name it, we got it in Conrad's backstage room. What's up, guys? It's Conrad Sewell, and I'm hanging out with Gemma and Nick on This Week Tonight.
New hit.
Right now, though, Gem, I wanted to introduce the world to a really cool, exciting new artist by the name of Jesse St. John. Have you heard of this guy?
I have. I've seen him come up in my Twitter timeline.
So he's a pretty prolific person on the Twitter sphere. But basically, his whole deal is he got his start writing for artists like Brooke Candy, who's this really sort of performative artist. Then sort of worked with people like Charlie XCX in her early days. Even Britney Spears when she was back writing the album Glory in 2015-16. Yeah, it's awesome. So he started to get into these bigger rooms. Camila Cabello came along last year and he hooked into that project. He's worked on a whole bunch of stuff with people like Lau, even Australia's own Betty Who, Andy Grammer. So he's basically worked with everyone. He is one of the world of music's best friends. Everyone seems to know him. Everyone seems to like him. And now he's putting out his own music with his own voice, his own sound. The first single he put out actually kind of sounded like Cake by the Ocean by DNCE.
Oh, really?
It was like that, but like a bit more gritty and a bit gayer as well, which we love. We always stand that at this show. But this new single is just going to fill you with euphoria. It is going to make you so happy. It's called What Do You Like? It's brand new from a guy called Jesse St. John. You should go and follow him on the socials because he's a gorgeous man as well.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers have been having this week. It's our Moments You May Have Missed special. We were joined by someone from a pretty big band because we're a relatively new radio show. And we're hidden away on Sunday nights. And for some reason, they sometimes give us pretty big stars to talk to.
We were joined by Ben Lovett from Mumford & Sons. We had a chat with him. They love Australia so much, and he also loves our show name, which is good. Welcome, Ben, to This Week Tonight.
Thank you very much. It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
How's that working out?
Well, we say This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly. It's like a lot of words for a show.
It is. How often do you do that in a show?
We say it at the top and the tail of every time we talk, so roughly 24.
Yeah, a lot.
So you're on the show because brand new music from you guys, Guiding Light, the first single from your brand new album, came out on Friday. Now, the cool thing is we were sent the song a couple of days early with no explanation of like what it's about, anything about the album. So we kind of got to just jump into it clean without any predisposition. So I wondered, in your words and without anyone that's listening right now knowing, what is Guiding Light?
The song, there's a bunch of like heavier subject material that we've had to address on this record. We've been growing up looking at some stuff like dead in the eye, whether it be friends who've been going through some harder times or loss in the family, some death, or dealing with some intense things. Like, I've been through a really tough time in my personal life, and essentially whatever's going on, it just felt like there'd always be someone around you. If you look around you, there's going to be a constant, and look to them in those times.
Do you feel like sometimes the other boys in Mumford & Sons are your guiding light?
Yeah, definitely. I told them that only yesterday. There's definitely an element of that, and it's like a family. A couple of us go back 24 years now since we were 7 years old.
That's
and
so
we've
cool.
We've been a band for more than 10 years.
And I guess it would make touring fun as well, because obviously you're in a band, you'll get along well, and you've known each other for a while. Are you planning on doing an Australian tour anytime soon with the album coming out?
Yeah, we are almost ready to announce our plans for that. We're just figuring some stuff out, but definitely keep an eye on our channels. We're going to be definitely coming back down. It was actually, I don't know how much you guys know about early day Mumford & Sons, but we actually kind of broke internationally out of Australia.
Yeah,
so I remember that.
We're very grateful. And the support, basically, that we had out of Australia, then translated back to our home country in the UK and across to America. And basically, whenever we talk about touring, Australia is right at the top of the list, because we'll never take that for granted.
I love that. And I love that, because the Gentlemen of the Road tour a few years back, I remember thinking that was quite an amazing thing, because we broadcast this show and we're both from quite regional parts of the country. And to have bands of the calibre of yourselves, you know, visit some of those regional places is quite amazing. Do you guys have any plans to sort of revive that in the Australian landscape at any time?
We do. We're looking into different options. I mean, that was Dungog was a particularly special weekend, and we caught up with a bunch of those folks years later when we were playing in Sydney, we actually played on a few buses and brought people from Dungog to our show in Sydney. And we've stayed in touch with them as we have with other people. It's our way of encouraging people to travel more and to think slightly more broadly.
Absolutely. Well, I can tell you, like, as a regional kid, that means a lot. And I think it means a lot to a lot of people that you guys give a shit about the places that we live in. So thank you so much for jumping on the phone with us, man. I really, really appreciate it. And welcome back. It's good to have you back.
Thank you very much. Good to
Thank
be
you.
Back. I'm not gonna hop off till you finish with your the name of the show though. You've got to.
Do you want to do it for us? I would love for you to drop it.
I'm gonna screw this. Hey, this is Ben from Mumford and Sons This Week Tonight with Jem and Nick Kelly.
Absolutely amazing!
How was that?
Amazing.
Perfect.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Jem and Nick Kelly.
And that time we were joined by Justin Jesso. He's currently in the country touring with Kygo and Conrad Sewell. You may remember his voice from this song. And I will still be
here. Oh, so stunning.
Oh, love this song. We did a lightning round with questions with him, and this is how it went. What song is stuck in your head right now?
Superwoman by Lauv.
Favorite holiday destination?
Florida.
What do you want to achieve by this time next year?
Playing 1,000-seaters myself. Headlining.
That would be so cool. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Fly.
And favorite social media platform?
Instagram.
Tea or coffee?
Both.
Made it just in time. I love how you're releasing your own music, and I love when you dropped My Body. Literally been obsessed with it. It's such a good song. Congratulations as well.
Oh, thank you so much.
And you worked with one of my friends, Fernando Garibay, who's behind Lady Gaga's album Born This Way. And what was it like working with him on the track?
It was awesome. I love Fernando. So originally, I wrote that song with Fernando and a buddy of mine named Rolo Spreckley. And then it kind of sat around for a minute. And Fernando had these two Swedish kids named Johan and Felix who were literally like sitting in his back room asking Fernando to give them stuff. He asked me and we passed along the initial demo to them and they started producing it up. And when we got it back, we were like, oh wow, this is really good. We finished it up and I took it to my buddy, Nephew Feemster, who's another producer who did a couple of things on Justin Bieber and used to work with Michael Jackson and is a good friend of mine. And he kind of put the finishing touches on it.
Oh, that's so awesome. I love it with that song as well. Like when it hits the chorus and the guitar strings hits. Yeah, so cool.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All the conversations your favorite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Jem and Nick Kelly.